Hello, hello. Welcome to the Wise Women Collective. We are so excited to have you with us. I'm Lynn Schuessler-Williams, and my co-hosts Holly Hartman and Brooke Haynes are with me, and we are thrilled to introduce you to our guest for today's episode. Lisa Marsh is the creator of Ms. P's Gluten Free. She is a remarkable businesswoman. She has grown and changed her life as an adult in so many ways, and she has a remarkable story. And we can't wait to share all of that with you. So, Lisa, welcome to the Wise Women Collective Radio.
Yes. Yay! Welcome. Thank you, ladies. I'm so elated to be here. How are you guys doing during this holiday season?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, y'all. We're recording this right before.
Yes.
Well, right in the midst of all the December holidays. Here we are. Yep. And it's a big deal. And we actually... Lisa has specials, holiday specials on her website. We had to make Brooke stop shopping so we could record this.
And you also had to make me shut my mouth when I was looking at the cookies.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, I won't get to tell that part. But Lisa, I know you have a remarkable story. And one of the things we love to do is hear the stories of remarkable women. And that includes you. So tell us a little bit about how you got started on your entrepreneurial journey, because you didn't start out as a business owner in your career.
Not even close.
Right.
I actually started my career in federal law enforcement. I worked for the Federal Bureau of Prisons for 27 years as a correctional officer. Starting, then moved into management and retired as the supervisor of education for the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Chicago. So 27 years in federal law enforcement. So I went from corrections to confections or from CO to CEO. So it has been quite a journey. I started Ms. P's while still working full time for the federal government. I would get up at 5 a.m., get ready to go downtown Chicago, do the work all day, get home at 5 p.m. and work until 12 midnight and rinse and repeat for 2 years. Before I said, okay, maybe it's time for us to truly transition full time into Ms. P's Gluten Free, which we did. And even then, it was very, very scary because my husband continues to say, who gives up a six-figure job to make nothing? And for years as an entrepreneur, if you started where I started, it is very, very little to start with. And I kept saying me because I have this vision. I have this need. I have been gluten-free since 2009. And unfortunately, 2009 was the same year I lost my mom. Mm. So for me, discovering I needed to be gluten-free, losing my mom, and then the health issues that I continued to have, I had the acid reflux, digestive issues, I mean, suffering for years. When I found out I needed to be gluten-free, I was 42. And then the doctor was like, oh, if you had a spastic colon while you were in college, it was probably gluten back then, but nobody knew anything about it. So for years, I suffered like, what is happening? And finally, when I got the diagnosis, I went looking for good gluten-free products. And in 2009, everything tasted like sawdust. I said, no, I cannot maintain this diet eating these things. So I began baking, and I would take these baked goods to the federal prison, to the staff. And they were like, girl, we don't know what gluten-free is and we don't care, but this is good. We want this. I was like, oh, okay. And then somebody said to me, oh, they should be in stores. watch what people tell you. Because what they didn't say is how challenging it was to get in store and stay in store. So our first retailer was actually Whole Foods Markets. So we are so grateful. They taught us the retail game. They taught us about invoicing. They taught us about delivering. And the Whole Foods we went into was in the roughest part of Chicago, which is called Inglewood. So I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, go make the delivery in Inglewood, and then head to work downtown. So wow. Needless to say, I probably didn't think things all the way through, but it worked out. It worked out because now we're in all of the Mariano's locations. We're even in a store called Vintage Grocers in Malibu, California that we love, love, love. Somebody had to go to Malibu. I was like, okay, I'll go. It's amazing. The store is right across the street from the beach, and I absolutely adored it. We had a great time, and we sold out of our product in Malibu, letting people know healthy eating, good to you, good for you. That is a win-win, and that is what we are about, eating healthier and cleaner, moving more, living better.
I love it, Lisa. So amazing and so fun. I remember that trip to Malibu. I saw the pictures from that trip and just amazing. So, you know, it's quite a journey to go from correctional officer to CEO. Yes. and a CEO of a retail product that's going into retail settings in a wholesale way. Like that's a lot to learn, right? Yeah. And just, you know, I have so much respect baked into, no pun intended, how I feel about your business journey. I mean, it is just an incredible thing to see. What would you say was the biggest thing you overcame along that journey to where you've gotten to today?
I think for us, for me in particular, I had to overcome so many obstacles. The first one I will always say is mindset. I was raised on the south side of Chicago where we had very little. And there was six of us growing up. Mm-hmm. And people would say to my mom or my dad or say about them, oh man, them kids ain't got a chance. So overcoming those stereotypes, overcoming those things that have been played in your head over and over and over to tell yourself, yes, you can. You can do this. I think that is the first obstacle, because once you get that mindset of, yes, I can, and move out of my way because I'm coming. Simple as that. And then just dealing with a lot of the naysayers, you know, your family thinks, what's wrong with you? Who goes this long and you don't have no money? What is happening? And then raising capital, understanding that a lot of businesses are able to get runway because they raise lots and lots of funds. Businesses that look like me don't usually get that. Venture capital goes to less than 3% of minority and female businesses.
Wow.
3%, which means 97% goes to everybody else.
Wow.
So you get a lot of no's. You get a lot of uh-uh. So for me, I had to start saying, okay, that no doesn't really mean no. They mean not right now. So let me just keep moving forward. Let me just keep going. So
yeah, that's an incredible statistic to hear and an important one for all of us to understand, I think. You know, it is a sad fact, right? And you have demonstrated over and over ways that you have overcome on this journey, I know. And So Holly or Brooke, either one of y'all want to ask Lisa a question about this journey that she's been on, or what it's meant for, or how you think about it?
Well, I wrote down, I loved the corrections to confection. So my father actually was a parole officer. So I'm a child of somebody who my father worked in the prison system my whole life and retired from it. So I know that that is no easy feat, just navigating it. It's not as if you just created a business and worked a full-time job. You created a business in what is a very challenging career.
Yes.
To be a part of. I mean, it can be a toxic environment to be a part of, to then not only see that, but the part of your story that really speaks to me is this kind of like, it was more of like, there wasn't a choice in it. Like, it, right. Not that I don't love that you didn't have a choice, but there was this, it's a part of who I am that I can't not develop this because I have this issue that I now know how to solve for myself, that I can then solve it for other people, that you leveled up in that, even in that unknown charted territory. Like you said, only 3% of people get funding. You're like, and okay, so that just means there's not a path there yet. Like you're doing the trailblazing with trail mix, or is it, it's granola mix, but we'll just call you the trailblazer of the trail mix. But it's beautiful to watch that. I'm curious when you talk about the funding, because I work with a lot of women and this is a topic that we talk about. Was there one moment where like you, because I assume you have gotten some capital at this point, some runway. Yes. Was there one of those that you like went, did you have to do a pitch competition? Did you meet with them? Like, can you paint the, you don't have to say who they are, but could you paint the picture of when that like went from a no to a yes? Like, what did that feel like and what happened?
It feels like you convince people to believe in your dream. And to me, that's exactly what it was. Because I entered my first pitch contest with Sunshine Enterprises of Chicagoland. And I was like, I don't want to pitch. Who's got time for that? But when they gave me $4,000 for this pitch contest, I was like, how do I sign up for more? where do I do that? Because as an entrepreneur, you have to look for capital wherever you can. So pitch contests, microloans, grants. We have gotten grants from the Be Good Foundation, from Beyonce Knowles Carter. We've gotten grants from UPS. We've got grants from BMO. We just got a grant from the city of Chicago. So grants, microloans, pitch contests, they can really help kind of lengthen that runway we need so that we can get our customers and consumers to know, like, and trust us. And that takes time. Mm-hmm. And time you don't have when you don't have capital.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's amazing, Lisa. I love the way you talk about the runway, because That's such an important part of the experience of so many women who are stepping into an entrepreneurial journey that, and they've never had that before, right? They didn't come up that way, right? They've been in some sort of job and now they're stepping out of it. And this idea that there's a runway that gets us, you know, to the point of successful launch, right?
Yes.
And I don't just mean launching a product. I mean the launch of, like, now I'm running a successful business, right?
Yes.
That's a great analogy and a great way to think about it. And you know, I think so many people give up because they don't have enough runway.
Yes.
And I love your story that shows us that you didn't. Brooke, what about you? You got a question for Lisa?
Yeah, well, to wrap up on what you were just saying, I want everybody to take that in. 9 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nine years today.
Today.
That's right. 9 years. I'm going to cash in on it being today, too, because I'm getting the cookies for $3. I'm like, that was the jaw mouth opening thing that you saw in the beginning. I'm like, oh.
Nice.
I'm so excited. Yes. And, you know, there's a couple things. I have a couple questions, and I know we'll see how the time goes. But the first one, I want to kind of extend off what Holly was asking and talk about when you started this journey. I met you 3 years ago, maybe. Maybe it was around 3 years ago. Because you were in one store.
Yes. Yes.
And you were still in the thick of things. Like,
oh, yes, trying to figure it out. Look, feeling like this. Okay, I'm going to figure this out.
and you were still a all me almost kind of business. Like you were running, you were in the marketing, you were in the marketing department, you were the baking department, you were a lot of things.
Yes.
And you came on here
bottle washer and toilet cleaner.
And you came on here today. Well, first I was looking at your website, which I know that everybody will check out at Mrs. P's Gluten Free, right? Yeah. We'll put that in the bottom of this. But I was looking at the website and I was like, Lynn, look at this website. Your website's upgraded. Your products have narrowed.
Yes.
And there's so many questions I have in all of this. So I'm trying to when you showed up, your confidence had soared. Your confidence, and then I saw all the businesses on your website, right? Where you're growing. Yes. And that was not long ago. It took 9 years. Let's be patient, folks. But 3 years ago was not long ago. No. So that curve really ramped up, right? That 9 years, it didn't look like it doesn't look like a real even ramp. It's a curve. It's a bell curve, right? And I love seeing that. And I love witnessing that and watching you move through this. I love it. I want to ask a question about the products.
Yes.
Being the three, like everybody on here, we're all entrepreneurs. And I know Lynn teaches business and and she's been a part of business. I know Reset It is her main thing that she's with, but she knows all about business. Holly teaches strategy. I teach strategy. And when I got on here, I was like, look, these three products must be what's blowing her up. And can you talk a little bit about, as entrepreneurs, we want to offer the world to everybody, right? Yes. We want to offer it all. And the more products we have and the more ways to make money gives us money, but it helps us help more people. And as women, we want to help more people.
Yes.
But we also know, even if we want to admit it or not sometimes, that when you dial in on what works, it really, really is helpful to your clients, to your market, and for yourself and your business. What was that process look like that took you from several products to dialing it into these three products that are just blowing up?
Yes. For us, a lot of it is discovering what you want, and then being able to write that down, revisit it. And then once you figure out what you want, then you can take those steps in between to get there. But it's knowing. It's no, okay, do I want to be a local business? Do I want to be a national business? What do I want to be? Once you determine that, then you know what steps you need to take. And if you don't know, that's when it's time to ask for help. And I think for me, and for a lot of us women, we don't like to ask for help, y'all. That's probably why it took me 9 years. No, but now I call Sunshine Enterprises. I call EY. I'm a part of the Entrepreneur Access Network through EY. I call all kinds of organizations and work with many organizations who are helping us to get to the next level. I have had to be very, very honest with myself because I've always been that do-it-yourself girl. You know, my father used to say, people will pay you to do things they don't know how to do. So figure out how you can do what you want to do. I was like, okay, I could do that. I'm a DIY girl. I was able to build this to a point where I didn't know what was next. I didn't know how to get to the next level. Mm-hmm. So I had to find those people that I know, like, and trust who can help us to get to that next level. Because I didn't come from retail. I didn't come from entrepreneurship. I am the first in my family. I'm many a first. The first to graduate from college. And there were six of us. First to graduate from college, the first to work 27 years in federal law enforcement, the first to open a business. And so the people that I love the most, I can't call and say, hey, how do you do this? Because they didn't know. Right. So I had to broaden my network. I had to seek out help. How do I get from where I am to where I want to be? What are the best ways to do that? Who are the best people to grow with? And who are some people that we need to avoid along the way? So
I could imagine yes. You learned who was here for you, yes. And who was here for your best interest. And while I love all of that. Like I'm so following the story and the journey as you're talking about this. And, you know, it makes my mind want to talk about all those things. I have one more last little question about this particularly. Who helped you, or how did you come to the realization that you needed to do less to make more?
Yes. I think along the way, along my journey, reading, comprehending, listening, and taking all kinds of accelerator classes, cohorts to get me to the next level, to understand how business works, how we move, what we need to do, and listening to people say, you can't pour from an empty cup first. So if I'm running around doing everything, I'm depleted. I can't.
Yes.
But if I can find those people that it's easy for them to do, that it's easy to do marketing, it's easy to do ads, it's easy to do websites, because it wasn't easy for me. I was like, yeah. What? How do I do this? But getting that help, understanding self-care, because yeah. My sister completely tells me, can you get some work-life balance, please? Because you're a little out of sync. Like, okay, I hear you. But really knowing what our limits are and knowing for me where my help comes from. Because first of all, it comes from him up there. Whoever him is for you, I know who he is for me.
Yes.
Much prayer. Much seeking out what I know, what I don't know. And then I am loving listening and reading to books. I read this book, 3 Feet from Gold, where it says that most people quit when they're this close to that breakthrough. And I'm like, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. We got to keep moving. We got to keep going. So that's always my thing, just putting those feet in front of the other and just keep moving forward. You run into these obstacles and you just got to jump over them, go around them, or go through them. Just keep going.
I love that. I have so many more questions, but I know just for the sake of time, I didn't want to pass this over. And I know everybody's got so many great questions.
Well, I love hearing this, that message that you just said, Lisa, about 3 feet from gold, right? Mm-hmm. So many people, they want something and they get stuck in the energy of the wanting it, as opposed to the energy of the achieving it or the doing it or the creating it or the whatever it takes, right? And that's what I think you have been such a shining example of, is, you know, taking what you knew you were creating and finding your vision for it and sticking with your vision for it and all those things. You know, if you had one wish for what you would say to women about what you hope women take from your story, and what you would love to see women accomplish in this world, what would that be?
I would say to my lovely, lovely ladies, let's grow our businesses, but we also need to grow ourselves. Mm-hmm. We can't grow a business until we know who we are. So let's change our mindsets. Let's grow ourselves and let's grow these businesses. We can become anything we put our mind to. Let's just get it.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Woo! Let's get it. I'm so excited about this conversation. Holly and Brooke, anybody have a last question to wrap us up?
Where do you see yourself moving in the future? You've had this amazing bell curve and this amazing trajectory. If you were to say in the next year or 6 months, or what's that like? We're coming into the new year. Yes. Is there a new goal or a new thing you're trying to get to?
For Miss P's Gluten-Free, we are ready to be in all of the retail spaces that you know, love, and trust, as well as we've started new relationships in food service management. So we've signed a new contract with Sodexo Magic for UIC. So we'd love to see our products in all of the colleges so that students can start to eat healthier right from the beginning. So we want to see that happen.
I just got chills from head to toe when you said that. That was huge. Woo! That is fabulous. Oh my gosh, what a great question, Holly. And you know, Lisa, there's something that I know and have confidence in about you and your process, and that is if you have a want, if you have a vision for where you're going, you are by golly going to get there. And I can't wait for all of us to get to see that journey and hear all about it along the way. And I really want everybody, we're going to put MsP'sGlutenFree.com in the show notes below this, whether you're listening on a podcast platform or whether you're watching us on YouTube, whatever it is, you're going to have the link to Lisa's information, because I got to tell you, you don't need to be a gluten-free eater to enjoy this stuff.
You don't even have to be a healthy eater to enjoy this stuff.
That's right. And
you just gotta like food.
You just gotta like food and things that taste good, because that's what we're talking about here. Brooke and I have both eaten Ms. P's gluten-free. I've eaten several different things from Lisa's line, and oh my goodness, yum is the word of the day. So yeah, everybody's gonna want to check it out. And Lisa, we're so grateful you were with us today. Thank you for spending time with us and sharing your story and your journey. We're loving having you here, and we hope you'll come back sometime and give us an update.
Absolutely. And remember, today you can get your granola at the price that we have never offered, $9, and the code is HAPPY9.
Happy 9.
Go ahead and order your Miss P's gluten-free and start your year off right.
That's right. Oh my gosh. We're so glad you were here, Lisa. Thank you for coming. Holly and Brooke, thank you so much. Everybody, join us in the Wise Women Collective in our community. You can find all our events and everything at wisewomencollectivehq.com, and the link to that will be below too. Have a beautiful end of 2024, everybody, and Happy New Year.
To you all. Take care.